your campaign is centered on unity and Americans coming together. The First Step Act, a criminal justice reform bill that you passed, is one example that you point to. But I was wondering if you can point to other measurable success and bipartisanship.
So there's nobody in this race that lives in a community like I live. For the last 20-plus years, I live in an inner-city, low-income area. According to the last census, my neighbors, rich with spirit, rich with character, incredible community, but the median income is $14,000 per household. And in an inner-city area, we've created broad-based coalitions, often with conservatives, because we had to move our city forward. When I came home to my block, people wanted to know not what my philosophy was or how many speeches I gave, what's changing on their block. And so for me, I stay true to why I got into politics. We need to do more for the people being left out and left behind. But there is ways to find allies on the other side of the aisle. Criminal justice reform is a great example. Bills on economic investment to give people good paying jobs, decent jobs, or things we did in Newark. Because, you know, look, I took a city that was maligned in the national scene. It's considered one of decay and decline. Now it's growing for the first time in 60 years, creating thousands and thousands of new jobs, a new opportunity. And heck, I had a Republican governor who I can write a dissertation on my disagreements with Chris Christie. But I worked really hard to say, okay, where can we find, scratch out some kind of common ground and translate that into real progress for the people who are too often left behind in this country that is moving against low-income people, is moving against workers, is stripping the dignity of work. I think we can restore those things by reminding people of what we have in common.
How do you translate the policies that were implemented in Newark in a more rural area like a New Hampshire?
The opioid epidemic is hurting this state as well as mine and areas all over. The lack of access to affordable prescription drugs is hurting the woman I met up in North Conway, who's making $28,000 a year, paying $1,000 a month for her prescription drugs, as it's hurting my neighbors who are often putting aside medication because they can't afford it. There are so many issues. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. We all should be upset and outraged and demanding that our leaders do something about. Well, I've got answers to those problems. And I think I can build the kind of coalitions to get things through Congress. I've shown it with opportunity zones. I've shown it with criminal justice reform. I've shown it with some critical infrastructure to repair broken water systems that are poisoning our kids, and people in this state know about poisoned water. We have to start making sure that we have a more courageous empathy that leads to action, that leads to change. I've done it in Newark, New Jersey, as a manager, a chief executive of a major city. I've done it in the Senate and the legislature, and I could do it in the White House.
Were there policies you could point to that you say I'm particularly proud of and policies that you thought would work but didn't work out?
Oh, God. When I was mayor of the city of Newark, we tried so many things. Some worked better than others. Some didn't have as much of an impact. And that's the thing. You know, when you run something, when you actually have to manage something day to day, there are difficult things happen. Look, we fell into the worst economy of my lifetime, and I was managing already a poor city. When America has recessions, inner cities have depression-like circumstances. And so we did a lot of things to try to make a difference. Some worked and some didn't, but most did. And that's why Newark saw our transformation. So I'm not going to say that I had a career without stumbles or mistakes. You know, one of the biggest things that I worked on was police accountability. I inherited a police department that had serious problems, and I thought I was doing well. It took the ACLU coming in and a Justice Department investigation to show me data that we couldn't even afford to necessarily collect at that time, that we had to change our strategies to make sure we were doing more deep in ties with community. And that's why I partnered with the ACLU before I left to do some of the farthest reaching in the nation police accountability efforts. So I've learned a lot, having to manage something, having to deal with every single day, the buck stops with you when you're at a desk as an executive. And I feel like this has been some of the best experience. One of the hardest jobs in all of America is being mayor of a big city with complicated, tough problems. And to take a city from 60 years of decline, and for the first time in 60 years, it's growing in population. People want to move to Newark because of our public schools, move to Newark because of our economic opportunity now. I've shown that I've not only grown as a leader, but found the way to bring those ideas to the Senate and partner with people across the aisle to get things done.
How's what you've heard while you've been in New Hampshire different than what you've heard in other places?
So I want to remind you that this idea of saying common pain is, and we need to get back to a common purpose, it has been affirming to me to campaign in rural Iowa, in Nashua, in South Carolina, and hear so many of the same stories. And let me give you one that is very personal to me. There's a woman in Plymouth who told me about having to be a caregiver for their ailing parent and one of their special needs children, who, like my mother had to do with my father, who was dying of Parkinson's, took on incredible expenses, physical toll, stress and strain of providing that, and said, where's the help for the millions of caregivers out there that are going through this? I saw that with my mom. It's why one of the big ideas I have and pushed already in the Senate is we need to be giving tax breaks and more kind of support to caregivers in this country, because they're actually not only doing the right thing by being there for their family members, but they're relieving economic burden, because if that caregiving wasn't there and they ended up into the healthcare system, they would be even more expensive. There's people like that who are caring for elderly parents who are struggling, who feel so isolated in this country because we don't have that more courageous empathy I'm talking about. People struggling with addiction, people struggling with mental illness, they make us feel isolated from each other, and we're not. We're all in this together, and if we get back to this idea of common sacrifice and common struggle, I really believe that we can begin to address these problems, alleviate that stress and strain and sense of isolation, and get back to that sense of national unity.
Senator Cory Booker, thank you for the time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.